This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event on the radio and in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we have 10 items on the story list, Michael, as usual. I wonder if we could have 10A, maybe 9B, just to add a little color.
Well, I mean, it's a complicated situation. This is not box office where we're measuring the number of tickets sold or widgets.
Number of people listening.
Yeah. This is slicing salami of the mind.
Oh, did you just come up with that?
Yes.
Salami of the mind. I'd rather think it's more, depending on the host that you're listening to, bologna of the mind instead of salami of the mind.
That's definitely.
Yeah. All right, so we got the stories list, the people's list. Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to slice the bologna for you, folks.
Slice it up.
Yep. At number 10, we have California wildfires, and that's tied with climate change. They're tied together. At number 9, what a tale of woe. Stephen K. Bannon arrested for fraud. That came out of
Why is there no surprise attached to that?
Oh, my gosh.
Sleazebag.
Yeah. Number 8, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and the Middle East. Number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement, race relations, and political correctness. At number 6, economic challenges facing the nation's businesses as they try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 5, education struggles as schools try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 4, healthcare, meds, and vaccines. At number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 2, the United States Postal Service under scrutiny. At number 1, the presidential race and the Democratic National Convention. On our People Survey, at number 10, Tom Brenneman, a sportscaster who was pulled from the air because he didn't know his mic was live. At number 9, Stephen K. Bannon, a man who was pulled from a yacht. At number 8, Vladimir Putin.
Which he bought with money that he raised fraudulently from many donors.
Something like $25 million, hundreds of thousands in his pocket.
Right.
Oh, my.
Guy's got a lot of balsam anyway.
He actually does. Yeah. Vladimir Putin and Alexei Navalny, a couple of Russians, at number 8. Number 7, Louis DeJoy. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Number 5, Bill and Hillary. Number 4, Barack and Michelle. At number 3, Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week. Whoa. Mm-hmm. It just is amazing.
A week. All right. Yeah. So the things that people have heard day in and day out about the Democrats and the Republicans and the convention, for my money, the thing that has the most interest and perhaps the most impact is what's going on in the Postal Service. If you haven't seen some of the pictures, Michael, and I'm betting that you have, a lot of folks talking about this, I saw somebody refer to it as Armageddon because of all the rotting food and the dead animals at postal facilities all around the country. And the focus of the news media has been the cutbacks. And yet, if you look at the policy rollbacks, they don't really appear to have changed very much. As you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I belong to the National Farmers Union. And the Farmers Union has been all over this because they figured that the Postal Service, if there were cutbacks, the first people who would be affected, kind of like with net neutrality, would be folks in rural America. And, you know, the Postal Service means more there than it does, let's say, to many people who live in big cities or people who have access and use the Internet and use email and all that stuff to communicate. Well, folks in rural America don't have that luxury, frankly. And so when you look at rule changes, whether they have, you know, whether they're impactful or not, one of the worries has been as to whether or not the Postal Service would be doing things that would get in the way of people sending in absentee ballots or voting in the mail. So right. when you, one of the things they did do this week, the Postal Service has forbidden employees from signing absentee ballots. You know, you have to have a witness when you send in the ballot. You have to have somebody witness your, you know, you can fake a signature. Who knows? Are they going to prove that? That's what's one of the things that's really so rotten about using the Postal Service or mail for voting. So I just, I was interested in your, what you heard in your circle this week about some of these things.
Well, you just explained it all, and you did a good job of it. It's down to, is the Postal Service up to the task of handling a large increase of mail that would include mail-in ballots because of coronavirus? Or is that just a ploy to create doubt about the accuracy of the election by on the part of the president?
The speciousness of that argument is that fewer and fewer people are using the Postal Service. They haven't cut back the number of employees, and they really haven't cut back in service. So why should adding ballots? That's what they're there for. They're there to carry the mail and deliver the mail. They have trucks. They have buses. They have trucks and planes and
all I know is that, you know, I'm just a person and I'm in a business and I do not find that the Postal Service is so terrible.
I don't either.
I mean, you're going to find in any kind of an operation that depends upon man and machines or persons and machines to be correct. That there's going to be breakdowns, that there are going to be screw-ups. But when you stop and think about what it costs to mail a letter and how many transactions take place every day in America through this thing we call the United States Postal Service, I think it's pretty miraculous that it runs as smoothly as it does.
You can throw a letter. I'm one of the few people I know. I don't know whether you do or not. We've never had this conversation. I pay all my bills in the mail. I get my checks in the mail, although more and more people that I do business with want to send me electronic funds transfer. Okay, so you want to do that, that's fine. But when it comes down to brass tacks here, I've never thought the Postal Service is any great shakes because it's too unionized and there, you know, there's too much politically correct stuff going on, so it's not very efficient. And so, like, I went to the post office in Santa Monica the other day, and the woman was just surly and nasty. But I got done what I needed to get done. She didn't want to help me, but she ended up helping me.
But did she refuse to go out with you for dinner? Is that what it was? Or
no, I wasn't interested in her for dinner, but thanks for asking. Yeah, no,
I don't know. I want to know what the circumstances of what
her silliness is based on. Well, I had sent a letter, and it came back in the mail, and so I went in to get it corrected, and she said, well, you got to find the thing. And I said, well, I don't know. That's the address I had. So I said, this is where it's going. And she said, well, I don't know anything about that. But then she looked it up on her computer, and it came up with the right address, so she changed it, and begrudgingly, when I paid my whatever it was, $8, she didn't say thank you. Does that bother you? When you give somebody some money in exchange, no matter where it is, a post office, a grocery store, wherever, you're giving them money to pay them to be there, and yet they feel like they're doing you a favor if they don't say thank you.
Yeah, well, they think that you should be saying thank you to them for providing you with the service, and they think
I would if they
rude.
Say thank you to me. I say, oh no, thanks very
so
much.
So here's my opinion on this. I have rendered a verdict. Both sides should say thank you in every transaction.
Who starts it? Who should say thank you first?
I don't. It should be natural and organic. It should be spontaneous. As long as it happens. Okay. So if somebody else says thank you first, you should say thank you. With a lot of zealousness. No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah, now, that old line. Yeah, that's it. 15 past the hour.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let me do a couple things, and then we'll go back to our silly comparatives here. My Pillow. Nothing silly about that. The latest focus is on you getting a good night's sleep thanks to the My Pillow pillow topper and mattress topper. MyPillow has a patented foam, solid, superior support topper, 3 unique layers. Check it out online at MyPillow.com. One of the many things that they do that is really, it's an American company that's got a great story. So provide yourself with a mattress topper that'll keep your body cool. That's what you want. You don't want to wake up in a sweat. Oh, there's nothing worse than that. So provide yourself with this at a great price at MyPillow.com. Zippered, removable cover, washable and dryable, like everything else that you get from MyPillow, including their pillows. So check it out. The best way for you to have a great night's sleep is with the mattress, mattress topper, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all of it right there. If you spend more than $200 at MyPillow.com, they'll finance it for you. Check it all out. Spend and enjoy the health that comes from a great night's sleep. Courtesy of all the products at MyPillow.com. When you're buying, checking out, use the code DJV for the best deal.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown. The Tom Brenneman story, he's number 10 on the people list this week. His father, Marty, was somebody that I knew fairly well when I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s. He was the broadcaster that was, you know, he was beloved Cincinnati. Anybody that had anything to do with the Cincinnati Reds was beloved. Pete and even What's-Her-Face, who owned the team, and the Brennemans. But there's a, you remember when Reagan said the bombs are going to start in Russia with the mic open, and that lesson you obviously didn't get learned by Brenneman because his mic was open and he said something stupid. So now he's out of a job, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say, the rule in radio is don't say anything near a microphone that you wouldn't say on the air. That a microphone is deadly, whether it's on or off in your mind. And he made the mistake of saying something, thinking the mic was off. That was a slur against,
gays.
It's unfortunate. Quite often this happens. Sometimes this happens to people whose track record is impeccable. Where they're making a joke or something to their friend, which brings up, you know, the inner workings of political correctness are profoundly complex.
Yes.
It really is.
Number seven this week on the countdown.
Yeah.
Politically, that whole business about who gets... And I have something to add to that, if I may. We continue here with an experience at the dentist this week that fits into that, if you'll... But we can use our imagination for a moment or two. No. 21 after the hour is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we discuss what's going on based on the story list that's at talkers.com. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. It's all about talk. We wanted to continue a little bit. Not necessarily with Tom Brenneman. Did I mention it on the air or off the air? The Anderson Cooper interview with Mike Lindell.
It was off the air. It was off the air.
All right.
On the air, you said that you were going to talk about something that happened to you.
Oh, in terms of political right. Because the business, number seven this week on the countdown, is a focus, continuing focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and the politically correct stuff, which we find ourselves caught up in. I feel captured almost by it. I was at my dentist this week in Los Angeles, and she's a North Korean. She's from South Korea.
She's Kim Jong-un's sister.
Dentist. Right, yeah. She's from South Korea, and we were talking. She knows what I do for a living, and she asked me kind of she's a very, very sweet, very smart lady, all the right pedigree, all the right degrees. She has a great business sense. She runs a wonderful, everybody in my family goes to her. And so anyway, she was talking to me about the politically correct side of the Black Lives Matter movement as it might apply to her. Why doesn't it apply to her in a manner of speaking? She didn't say that directly, but her implication was, as a South Korean who's come to America and has been normalized, she's a citizen, her family's citizens, why is it that, you know, there are some prejudices toward Asians? And why is there not a focus on that? Why is it just about blacks? Why isn't it about everybody?
That is a ridiculous argument. You realize there are organizations that defend Asians in terms of...
Well, aren't there organizations defending blacks?
Yes. What I'm saying is the reason that she does not come under the umbrella of Black Lives Matter is because she's not black.
No, she doesn't. She wasn't saying that. She said, basically, paraphrasing, doesn't my life matter? I'm not black, but does my life matter? Basically asking, and she's a pretty liberal, you know, I mean, she's Californian. Most people there. I mean, she's asking a question that a lot of intelligent people are asking. Why is the focus just on blacks and not on everybody in terms of Does my life matter?
Does a homeless person's life matter? The point is well taken, but the issue is very complicated in terms of why do proponents of the Black Lives Matter movement get upset when someone says all lives matter, which is considered to be an insult. And I've gone into depth with that on a number of interviews and a number of conversations. It's not that they don't think all lives matter. They believe that that's used as a phrase to indicate non-support of the current movement that Black Lives Matter. That by saying all lives matter, it comes across, the innuendo of it, Doug, is that it's dismissive of the importance of the current movement.
Do you believe that's the case?
I understand that's how they feel. Do I believe it's the case?
Yes, I do.
Picture? Yeah. In the big picture, no, but I respect how they feel, because there are some people that will say all lives matter because they don't want to support.
Right.
Like Pence, that he wouldn't say Black Lives Matter. He would just say all lives matter. Say Black Lives Matter. They do matter. And that's the point. Do Asian lives matter? Yes, Asian lives matter. But if you say all lives matter to diss the Black Lives Matter movement,
it depends on motivation, I think, is what you're
exactly
saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the kind of intelligence we need to get through this binary thinking and this political correctness that stifles conversation.
But look at the spectrum of conversation and how many people are polarized, stuck, if you will, in a position they don't dare move away from. Let's talk about that as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Don't smoke, avoid too much sun, eat a healthy diet, and get moving. All ways to reduce the risk of cancer. Dr. Timothy Moynihan is an oncologist at Mayo Clinic. He says lifestyle choices can affect our risk of cancer.
It looks like somewhere between 45 and 50% of cancer deaths are due to factors that are potentially modifiable. And a lot of people feel like if it's cancer, it's just simply uncontrollable, nothing I can do about it. And that's not true.
Lung cancer due to smoking tops the list.
We also know that use of alcohol, especially heavy use of alcohol, when you combine it with other things such as smoking, clearly increases the risk of things like head and neck cancer, esophageal cancer, other types of cancer, more so than does just smoking by itself. So the two factors seem to be additive. So it's not just one or the other, but the two work together to form a synergy that seems to increase people's chance of getting cancer.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In his first interview since being named the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party, Joe Biden stated that despite the fact that a number of states have reopened, he would completely shut down the country if the flu and coronavirus combined to make it a worse situation.
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives, because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus.
In ABC's 2020 interview, Joe Biden also discussed his motives for choosing a woman of color as his running mate, stating that he did not feel any pressure to select a black woman. Biden said, although the two come from very different backgrounds with vastly different experiences, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are aligned on principles. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One of Vladimir Putin's biggest critics is believed to have been poisoned, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
An emergency medical plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny arrived in Germany so he can receive treatment for a mysterious condition. He's a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he was put into an induced coma after taking ill. Doctors believe he was poisoned. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week by the middle of March. Go to donatelife.org to get more information on how to become an organ donor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Spend some more time with us here. That's the invitation. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly feature that has in it all of the accoutrement, if you will, the stories, the people, discussion, what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the country's foremost expert in that. That's Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Have I left any hanging chads from the last half hour?
Hanging chads. There you go. No, I think that we have covered it quite well, and I think that we can take the next half hour off. play old
right.
tapes of...
right. Former countdowns, yes, yes. One of the things that happened this week that was this sort of a countdown extra, I feel compelled to have a conversation about it. A lot of people have been talking about it in the sense that, you know, we tend to spend too much time watching stuff like CNN and MSNBC and Fox. I don't know why people seem to feel that it's important to have it either on in the foreground or the background, but it is. So this week, Anderson Cooper, who's kind of an arrogant SOB to begin with, takes on Mike Lindell, who is highly thought of by some because of his starting the company that we talk about, MyPillow. They become a gajillionaire selling pillows and things that are related to that. They advertise here on this program. They advertise on CNN. I didn't check to see whether they were still advertising on CNN after Anderson Cooper ripped Mike Lindell from one end of the screen to another because Lindell's claiming have found something that will eliminate COVID. Some kind of, Anderson Cooper referred to him as a snake oil salesman. I don't know. I think a lot of those things are worth trying. There's certainly nothing that's going to happen that's hurtful, and it may work. But Cooper, because he is as arrogant as he is, he just so epitomizes for me, Michael, an arrogant New Yorker. That's all I can, when I look at him and I listen to stuff like this and I wonder what his appeal is. And I would say that across the board, even sometimes, do you ever wonder when you listen to somebody that's fairly popular as a talk radio host, how it is that that person became as popular as he or she may have?
I wonder that about people in all fields of talent sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, what
yeah.
do people see in them or whatever.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much of your feeling about Anderson Cooper is based on his politics as opposed to his personality. That if his same
well, I think his politics is where he wears it on his sleeve on television. And, you know, you could say to me, why is it different from television to radio? And because we blurred the lines, talk radio has become political talk radio. I mean, it's not all talk radio. There's not much of other kinds of talk on talk radio other than political talk radio.
The news talk radio has become primarily political. It wasn't always that way. I mean,
no.
20 years ago, 25 years ago,
right.
politics was a subject discussed on general talk radio.
Not until Limbaugh came along. Would you agree with that?
Limbaugh definitely started that going with no doubt. Limbaugh
right.
was definitely the driving force in turning what's called talk radio into a political format. However, from the Talkers magazine perspective and from my perspective, when I talk about talk radio, I'm talking more about spoken word radio. It's also sports talk. There are relationship shows that are still big. You do have financial talk shows that are part of the mainstream of news talk.
Yes.
You have things on news talk that are not necessarily political. You have shows about technology, about computers. There's all kinds of pet shows, gardening shows, how-to shows.
Information
shows. And even among the political talkers, there is a constant discussion about how much politics should a political talker talk about. Because you want to know about their personal life. You want to know about pop culture. Sometimes pop culture, you know, borderlines on politics, movies, books.
Yeah.
What's going on in sports sometimes overlaps. In radio, we call that crossover. Happens in music. A country record will suddenly become a rock hit. Things of that nature. So thankfully, it remains blurry at the edges.
Well, you know? I was thinking about Dave Ramsey, who's somebody that I have a lot of respect for because he's made something out of nothing, literally. He was a guy that was broke. I think he was bankrupt. And he created an empire based on his own work and putting things together and being smart. But I also wonder sometimes as I listen to him, and I actually had this conversation with him once. I don't know if you ever had or not, but for those who don't know, Dave Ramsey is, I think, on the talkers list number 3. Is he not in the Heavy 100?
Number 3 in the Heavy 100.
Right. He's got well over 500 stations listening to
the only
to
people
his
ahead of him on the Heavy 100 is you
Limbaugh.
And me.
I did not see you on the Heavy 100. Right?
Never. I've never been on the Heavy 100 I'm the guy that presides
comes
over
the list
over the committee. Wouldn't that be pretty?
Right. Well,
you're on the Heavy 100. You've been on the Heavy 100 every year since it began over 26 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what kind of an accomplishment that is? If you look at the original...
Has anybody else been on? Bohannon and I. Probably the only two guys that have been
Bohannon,
on. You think?
At Limbaugh. Limbaugh has been on
right.
since
yeah,
it
yeah,
started.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, we had people like Barry Farber,
God
Bruce Williams, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Now, that was the era of... there was an ombudsman-like feel to some of the things on talk radio. Would you...
Yes.
I mean, Ramsey sort of addresses that. In a manner of speaking, except he has there's a religious tone, and that's what I was getting at. I asked him, you know, would you make it, would this show work if you didn't have that sort of tone to it? Because he, you know, it's clear that there is a connection not only to the stuff that he does, but to some of the people he's supporting on his little network that he's created.
Well, he has a connection to a religious organization.
Yeah, they were the ones that got him started.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's that connection, and obviously, that's the circle he travels in.
Yeah.
So there's a moral, spiritual component to the program, but it's not the primary message nor the primary product.
Okay, but now this begs another question. There are several networks around these days that are run by, there was one run by the Catholic Church. There's a sort of non-denominational network that does both talk and music. But it is, you know, it's about either Catholicism or Christianity. And one wonders what the impact is of those stations and that approach.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Religion makes money in whatever venue you package it.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Now, that being said, there's always been religious radio all the way back to the beginning of radio. It has always been a place where churches would have sermons, and some of the major broadcasters on television and radio going all the way back were reverends, priests, various and sundry religious leaders. Religion is a part of American life. It's organized, and it has media. Now, what's fascinating today in today's media, Doug, is ministries. Ministries that operate websites, radio stations, and television stations. It's a whole shadow, and I don't mean that in a negative. It's a shadow industry that parallels the broadcast industry that you and I operate in. Mm-hmm. But its paradigm is different. It doesn't sell advertising. It sells donations, and they raise enormous amounts of money.
Well, they can do it under the guise of the 501c3, just like Steve Bannon did. Raise money, and who knows what they do with it.
Well,
right?
I'm not accusing them of anything.
I'm not accusing them either. It's just an observation.
Right. So, but the point is that they operate media outlets that are very sophisticated, more sophisticated in terms of multi-platform presentations than even commercial entities. But their main thrust is not the broadcasting business, it's the religion business.
Yeah.
And these broadcast operations, because they're not just radio, they have TV, radio, and internet. These are basically ministries, not broadcast companies. They're ministries. A ministry operates in a completely different business paradigm. You follow my drift?
I do. Yep.
And that's it's a fascinating field. It's a gigantic field, and they make a ton of money, and they have their own subculture. They have their own stars. They have their own, issues.
Right. They have their own culture. So literally is a culture.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know how my mind wanders sometimes. You know me well. When you said, do you follow? What immediately popped into my mind is the scene from the movie The Sting, where Robert Shaw, who's the bad guy, is trying to he plays a character that's trying to chase down Robert Redford and
Paul Newman,
and he's in a card game and he's trying to threaten the guy. Well, right now I have to get people to think about their weight. So much discussion this week about COVID as usual. In the world of the talk radio stats, you look at number 6, 5, 4, 3. Those all have to do with the situation around COVID. And the people who are getting sick these days are ones that are overweight. They have issues. If you're overweight and you don't want to get sick, best listen to what I have to say here for the next 60 seconds. Or maybe better yet, instead of listening to me, we're talking about the effect of words, and I can use words like drainage. I can focus on your hips and your thighs, and the word cellulite comes to the surface. All of those things could maybe be a motivator for you to go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which is the only weight loss formula in the world that doesn't have any stimulants, it doesn't have any drugs, and that's why they've been around for decades, and they've helped so many hundreds of thousands of people. They can help you, too. If you're serious, if it's the time for you to lose weight, I suggest strongly you go to toploss.com. Look at all the benefits of getting onto this program, safe for everybody in the family, and right now is a great time to buy, as they have their sort of early fall Labor Day special. Good God, are we talking about fall already? Ah! Buy three... get three free. So there's a six-month program. One, each one of these bottles or cans has enough in it for a one-month experience. I believe it takes 6 months for your body to be tuned up so that you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Take my advice. Doesn't cost you anymore. Whether you buy three or you get six, it's still the same price. Go to toploss.com. You get that deal by using the code DJV. Plus, you have no shipping charges. That's the discount code DJV at toploss.com.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
All right, so this week, one of the things that Michael does among his many chores is to beside the countdown and managing Talkers magazine, at talkers.com and at Michael Harrison Interview, mhinterview.com, this week you have something that is kind of a departure from what you usually do and what we usually talk about.
Yeah, this is an interview with an expert on what's going on in China. He's an American. His name is Levi Browdy. And we talk about the Chinese persecution of a large spiritual movement that has really taken over China and is spreading to the United States. Very controversial because it stands up in the face of the CCP, the Communist Chinese government, and they have tarnished its reputation, saying it's a cult and it's subversive, when in fact all it is a modern packaging of Buddhism and very harmless. It's called Falun Gong, and they are killing these people. They are suppressing them. They're incarcerating them and then killing them when they can sell their organs and the organ donor business. We're talking a real, real crisis.
Are they doing the same with Muslims? It seemed to me
they have the Uyghur population, which is Chinese Muslims, are being put in slave camps in communist China.
Well, they made them work when COVID, everybody else went home. They put them to work in the COVID plants or the plants affected by COVID.
Yeah. Shocking.
All right, that sounds like an important interview. MHinterview.com, or you can find it at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three after the hour now, time for the countdown of the top 5 items from the world of technology on Tech Talk with Victoria and Doug. Victoria Keith and Doug Steffen. I'm going to do the heavy lifting here. Number five.
Yes. I love when you do the heavy lifting of Tech Talk.
I know. Yes. I had to do it. Didn't I have to do it? I did it one day this past week because you weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So you'll save me for myself here. Number five.
Yes. Number five, when Apple introduced its iOS 14 update in June, it spent a lot of the presentation highlighting updates coming to the home screen and apps like Safari and Messages and Siri. But iOS 14 is also full of new accessibility-oriented features, which among the most interesting being a new capability that lets you perform actions by simply tapping the back of your phone, which is really cool, and that's a first. So it's meant for those who may face challenges using their iPhone because of their physical or motor impairments. It's called the new back tap feature, and it's going to be useful pretty much, though, for anyone looking for a quicker way to take a screenshot or launch an app. So the software update will be launching for iPhones in the fall. Typically in September is usually when their big updates happen. But you can try an early version of the update by installing the public beta form on Apple's website. I've done a lot of the beta updates on Apple. It is kind of a cool way to get early access to new features. Sometimes it's a little bit clunky because beta is literally meaning that they're testing it out still. But you can do it and it's free if you want. And so the back tap feature, like iOS 14, it brings broader sweeping changes to the iPhone, the ability to add widgets to the home screen, and you can add a new app library, automatically organizes and sorts your apps for you, which is really nice. But to be able to launch things without going through all of the motions of swiping, which most people are swiping now on their iPhones, so the back tap thing will be really cool, and we'll get more details when the official update happens in September. But again, like I said, you can go right onto Apple's website if you want to try the beta version now.
All right. Number four is a focus on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, like a lot of other platforms, are now making it easier to find and support black-owned businesses on the platform. This new feature is part of Facebook's ongoing initiative, which was announced in June, that aims to aid black communities. Admins that manage a Facebook page for a black-owned business will have the option to self-identify as a black-owned business. There's no badge or label that will be displayed, but you will like on Yelp when a lot of people wanted to support black-owned restaurants, black-owned beauty brands, things like that. This is something that a lot of people are looking to do now and actively seeking this out. And so Facebook's taking a page from Yelp and from Google. Facebook also announced that it's allocating $40 million in grants provided to small black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And black-owned businesses with up to 50 employees can apply for the grant money on Facebook. The company will select 10,000 black-owned businesses to award the funds to. And so in June, Facebook pledged to invest $200 million to support black-owned businesses and organizations. Half of that fund was invested in small businesses, creators, nonprofits working with black communities, and then the remaining half went to suppliers.
Number three, this smacks of Big Brother to me. I don't like this idea at all. So this is bad. This is really bad. Go ahead.
A lot of Big Brother stuff happening right now. A company that makes a license plate reader announced a national network for law enforcement to follow car movements. So
please, everybody's a criminal. That's mm-hmm. you're just, using yep. this sort of a thing. The assumption is you're a criminal. We're going to check you out. This got to yep. be unconstitutional, I would think.
You know, the sad thing is this exists already in 700 cities in America.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
You know, and that's yep. and people just aren't aware. People don't. They don't know that these issues are happening in their local communities. Maybe they're not voting in local elections to prevent this from happening. But there's a spotlight on the police right now. And this is part of the reason for that. So police often rely on automatic license plate readers to track the movements of cars in their jurisdiction. A surveillance company's new initiative is going to expand those capabilities nationwide. This is called Flock Safety. They make, this is the company, Total Analytics Law Officers Network. TALON is the acronym for it. And so it's going to connect 400 different law enforcement agencies using these cameras around, like I said, there's already 700 cities involved. The ACLU has already showed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents use license plate readers to track people's movements and accessing a database that logs 150 to 200 million scans every month. Big Brother.
All right, number two. Secret
More
Service,
Big
why
Brother.
Are they here? Yeah.
More Big Brother. The Secret yeah. Service reportedly paid for a product called Locate X, which allows the agency to access location data from apps on people's phones. Again, most people buy the data. The Secret Service bypassed that. So this is just more and more Big Brother.
I just put a note on my copy of the story, up yours. Number one,
the big story of the week, Airbnb, in a very weird time in the economy, has filed to go public. And we'll see where it goes, but the company's valued at about $18 billion right now.
Top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.